Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Marion County winner Sarah Bradley. Then we'll speak with Riley Hutchins about her two victories in two different states over the weekend. And we'll have a conversation with Kingsport Speedway champion Brad Housewright. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Tennessee at Thunder Hill. Garrett Smith, a winner there. Ronnie Sharp gets it done at I-75. Odie Overholt back in victory lane at Tazewell. Lakeview in South Carolina to Cameron Holloway. C.J. Miller gets the Carolina Sprint Checkers at Traveler's Rest. Colby Quick in victory lane at Cherokee. Winner at Lancaster is Seth Outlaw. And Casey Kelly the same at Florence. Hickory, North Carolina. Tristan McKee, the ARCA winner. Hudson Knipe getting it done in the Carolina Pro Late Model Series. Carolina Clash to Ben Watkins at Friendship. Cars Tour at Wake County to Connor Jones. Josh Harris wins East Lincoln, while at Harris it's Bailey Hip and at Caraway, Dylan Ward. Jack Brown and Nate Young winners at the reopened Oak Level Speedway in Virginia. East Alabama Motor Speedway, World of Outlaws late model winner Nick Hoffman. Reed Christensen, a big win at North Georgia. Sonoya, World of Outlaws late model winner is Bobby Pierce Jr. Carolina Sprints Checkers to Robbie Smith at Livonia. Needmore to Cole Falloway and Joseph Brown. Jake Finch gets it done at Cordial. And Winder Barrow goes to Austin Roberts. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the winner from Marion County Speedway in North Florida and the Dirt Legends of the South, Sarah Bradley. Hey, welcome to the show. Looked like from the photos it was, as most victories are, fun victory lane. But, you know, how was the race itself? That little bull ring there I've been to, that's a tough little track to get around. What was the racing like for you?
Oh, absolutely. This is Marion is the track that I started out on just a few half a year ago, maybe. That's when I just first started. I started racing local. Marion's a local track to me, and so that's what I've reached out a little bit more this year. But of course, Marion is where I started. That's the route, and so figured why not go now that I know I've progressed and I've learned that. Why wouldn't I be able to get the win? So I figured we went out there last Saturday.
Yeah,
stayed consistent. Oh, what's the words I used? I stayed.
Well, consistent is always a good thing for a driver.
Consistent, clean, and methodical to take home the checkered after starting kind of in the rear for the heat and just making my way up. And finally, with two to go, getting the lead and holding on to the checkered.
And she did all that and got to victory lane. Sarah Bradley, Dirt Legends of the South winner at Marion County in Florida, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. But you say, like, oh, I just started 6 months ago, but that's in Legends. And checking out some of your social media, I saw a deep, deep paved karting experience for you. How's that transition been like? I mean, the wind has got to be different. Everything's so different, the car weight and such. How have you been able to make the transition so relatively smoothly? What's been up?
Oh, yes. You mentioned my karting history, but at the end of the day, to be a true driver, you should be able to drive anything that's thrown at you. And even though this wasn't what we had pictured even a year ago, this is still we're learning about this quickly. But I was given the opportunity to drive one of these. I got into it through an old friend. And from there, it's just, this is the way that we knew it was going to go. I feel really comfortable and I feel like I found my home in driving these cars, and it's been a fun journey transitioning and getting used to dirt.
What was the biggest transition? Sarah Bradley is on the line, Dirt Legends winner at Marion County, transitioning from the carts, the flat carts that run on great road courses all across the country and the globe, and now running on bullring dirt tracks in Central Florida and such. What was the biggest transition that you had to make? What was the thing that I gotta work on this one a little bit?
I don't know. Not turning right.
Yeah. It hurts now when you turn right, doesn't it?
I don't even know what that is anymore.
Well, Sarah Bradley knows where Victory Lane is, and she got there at Marion County, the Dirt Legends of the South. She's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. Well, in looking at your social media, I also noticed the blazing red stripe of hair that you now have. When you win, drivers get superstitious, I hear, and do you keep that red? Do you change to blue for some other reason? You know, what's the fashion statement coming out of this victory?
Oh, the red hair has no correlation to anything, but now it's part of my label and statement. I think, I don't know, what do you think? I should go more red?
Oh, it looked really cool, and we're going to have to tell folks where in a minute to be able to see for themselves, but I mean, it is a racing stripe to be applauded for sure. That is Sarah Bradley, and not only her hairstyle, but her racing style, Dirt Legends of the South winner from Marion County, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. And what caught my attention in going through social media at first was not only your happiness in Victory Lane, but a couple of characters there with you that I thought I knew. Who were those crew members there grabbing some of your spotlight in Victory Lane?
Oh, those are my newfound mentors in Brett Jenkins and Daniel Alvarez. You know them very well. They've come on my team, or I've actually come onto their team, come on board with them, and they've fixed my car up, needed it a lot of repairs after just wrong setup and crash damage. And they've fixed my car, gotten it fast and legal, and helped me develop me as a driver to get to where I am now.
Sarah Bradley, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Dirt Legends of the South winner at Marion County. And where on social can we find you?
You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram under the just Sarah Bradley Racing handle. You can see that I have merchandise and stickers as well posted, linked in there. And that's my two major social media handles that you can follow me on.
There you go. Give Sarah Bradley a follow, like the Dirt Legends of the South did on last weekend at Marion County. Sarah, thanks for joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The 30th anniversary of the Kyle Petty charity ride.
It's hard to believe that. I can't believe I'm like 39 and we've been doing this 30 years. The idea came about 2 o'clock in the morning. We were riding motorcycles to California, and we had stopped and picked up a couple of guys in Oklahoma City, and then we picked up some people in Globe, Arizona, and we were riding in. It was late at night, and it's like, oh my God, this would be so cool. We'll get people to give us 10 cents a mile. We'll ride. We'll do a bike-a-thon. And I just threw it out in the garage here. Dick Brooks rode with us that first year. Robert Yates rode with us. Cindy Sissoms rode with us. Man, we had so many people. They read about it, and they called us up and said they wanted to go on a ride, and we were like, come on down. Had 10 Hall of Famers that have ridden with us through the years. It is like a traveling show for the NASCAR Hall of Fame to go across country sometime, but it has been really good. We heard of a couple of different hospitals and a couple of different kids that were race fans, and we were thought, hey, we'll just stop and make a donation to help their families pay their bills. And that's what we did. It's all for camp now. It's all for Victory Junction.
30th anniversary of the Kyle Petty Charity Ride.
The Coca-Cola 600 is Memorial Day weekend. Get your tickets now at charlottemotorspeedway.com. Welcome back to PRN At the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline after a tremendously busy weekend, two different states, two different tracks, and two class victories, Riley Hutchins, welcome to the show. And for folks that are listening, class wins. It's kind of like in sports car racing where you may have one style car and another style car and they're racing, but they're really racing against their own lane. They're racing against others within their group. And Riley won two races in her category over the weekend, one at Anderson Speedway in South Carolina, one at Caraway Speedway in North Carolina, both very, very historic tracks and such. And I was really impressed that you were up and following guys like Neil Doolin and Mitchell Thompson at Anderson. They are the creme de la creme of legends racers that have competed there. And I bet that was like going to school. What was it like following them? And did you pick up anything that, maybe put in the memory banks for the future? What was it like running, with some of the track's best that have ever done it there?
Yeah, it was definitely really cool. I started my heat race in the eighth position, and I made my way up to third because we did a pill draw. And that set me up to start eighth in the feature. And I think Neil started pole and Mitchell Thompson started second. So I definitely had a pretty good way to get up to them. But I quickly made my way up to the fifth position, and I was able to see them finally. And then while they were battling out, we had a green-white checkered restart, and I was able to get into the third position. So I wasn't able to follow them that long and learn what they were doing different than me. But the last, two laps, I did see what they were doing, and it definitely did help me to pull away from fourth and fifth to see what they were doing different with their line through the week, because I wasn't able to see what that they were doing.
Wow, Riley Hutchins, live fire, learning under pressure in her Legends car, taking the victory at Anderson Speedway in South Carolina. And then the very next night or so at Caraway Speedway in North Carolina, two tracks, two states, two wins. She is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. But this, as much as it's a big deal to win two in a row back to back, and that's awesome. But I've kind of seen this coming. You have really started to progress over the last few months, I guess really since summer shootout ended. Over those next months, you've progressed greatly, leaps and bounds each time. What are you doing differently? What's the new part of the mix? Are you doing something different in your personal workout? How is this recipe getting so much better and better now?
Yeah, after the summer shootout, I switched to Joe Ryan race cars. I switched late September. So we started training a lot. With Race Fit Academy, which is also part of the Joe Ryan Racing program. We go karting every week on Wednesday, and we have a lot of workouts throughout the week. We have at-home workouts and at-the-track workouts. And there's also a lot of coaching, and there's a lot of prep that goes into all of it. I'm able to go to the shop and work on my cars, so that also helps me get a good understanding on what I'm driving. But yeah, definitely switching to Joe Ryan race cars has helped me a lot since the summer shootout.
Well, it's definitely been what the Hutchins family was looking for. Riley Hutchins now finding back-to-back victories in her Legends car. She's our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication.com hotline brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. You speak about workouts and such. What was the surprising, part? Was it your upper shoulders, torso there that needed more work than you'd ever expected? Was it something maybe with the way your footwork would be with, both calves and such? How did you change physically to be even better?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of working out, but I feel like my legs mainly, and we also go on 2 to 4 mile runs every Wednesday, so I'm dead after that.
Wow. 2 to 4 mile runs. Somebody better be chasing this guy before we're going that far. But Riley Hutchins, her and their Joe Ryan Racing crew, they seem to be able to get it done. And now she's getting it done trackside there as she picked up wins in two different states, two different tracks over the weekend, Anderson Speedway and Caraway Speedway. Riley Hutchins is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. So what do you think about the season? Didn't you start out with a bit of dirt in your season out of Tulsa Shootout? I don't remember that ending. What happened out there?
Yeah, so my first race, we were in Tulsa, Oklahoma for the 2026 Tulsa Shootout. in the restricted wing, I was able to make my way all the way up to a B main, which was a really big deal for me because I only did like 7 races leading up to that. But unfortunately, I was making a pass for a transfer spot and someone spun out in front of me and it collected me. So unfortunately, that ended my night. But I was also racing the wing A class at Tulsa. And I was in a C main, which was my first ever time stepping into an A class car. So I was really proud of that. I think I started like 14th, and I think I was only able to get myself up to 11th. The car still had a pretty good amount of damage, but I was pretty happy with how that went. But I've been doing a lot more legend races, and I plan to do some kart races this year.
Oh, wow.
And hopefully I will be able to get into late models around next year, because that's my ultimate goal, is to get into the Cars Tour and make it to NASCAR. So,
well, Riley Hutchins is on that path now. You could see it. There was a time when, you know, trying to find her way, and then comes late September, the combination has started to work, and it's worked beautifully over the weekend. 2 tracks, 2 states, 2 wins. Riley Hutchins, our guest in the Pro Fab Hotline. How about shirts? How about apparel? Where can folks find you on the internet to kind of keep up with this journey? It sounds like it's a fun time for you.
Yeah, I have an Instagram page. It's called Riley Hutchins Racing. That's where I keep all my posts updated. And for merch, if you look up Riley Hutchins Racing, there will be a website and you can buy my shirts. We also have tank tops for the girls, hoodies, hats. So we have a bunch of stuff on there.
Wow, that is some cool stuff. Hoodies, hats, tank tops for the gals. Riley Hutchins and her crew have things going on right now. You got to give her a follow on Instagram and check out her website, and certainly follow her to Victory Lane, because that's about what they're all doing nowadays. Riley, congratulations again. Thanks for joining us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Green flag, the Coca-Cola 600's underway.
This is a crown jewel race.
It's a 600-mile salute to those who have made the ultimate sacrifice.
It's do what we love because of the sacrifices that were made by our military heroes.
If you win this one, you'll carry it with you forever.
It's NASCAR's toughest test of man and machine.
It's the Coca-Cola 600 on Memorial Day weekend.
Hi, this is PRN's Andrew Kerlin. Weekends are the time to get stuff done. And when you're on the go, make sure you take advantage of the PRN mobile app. You can catch myself from the pits or the turns covering the action alongside our incredibly talented PRN crew. So you can listen to us from anywhere, at home, on the road, or even at the racetrack. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store or on Google Play.
There's more at the Track in just a moment on PRN. The Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Mike Rowe on the student organization known as Skills USA.
Well, everybody talks about high unemployment. It seems to me that the real problem is the skills gap. There are opportunities available, millions of them. Skills USA is on the front line. They're encouraging soft skills, specific skills. They're the connective tissue in between the opportunities that exist and the hopes that a lot of parents and kids have for their own future.
Learn more at microworks.com and skillsusa.org.
Skills USA, champions at work.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline,
You've heard of the Concrete Jungle, Kingsport Speedway, Kingsport, Tennessee. Well, in 2025, the late model champion joins us now, Brad Housewright. Hey, Brad, welcome to the show. Congratulations, not only on the championship, we'll get to chatting about that, but opening night double at the Concrete Jungle. What was that overall like? Was it more knocking the rust off, or was it being even better this year than last year? Where in that gauge were you over the weekend?
I mean, from all the hard work we did over the winter working on the car, I think we're better than we was last year. In fact, I know we are. The car is working good, and which car was working good at the last year. Last year, we won two straight, and then we opened up the year with two straight. So we got the car working good.
Wow, it sounds like the car's working good, driver's in good spirits, good shape, and Brad Housewright, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Kingsport champion, coming out, putting a big old stamp right on the next season, this season, 2026, with a pair of victories over the weekend at the Concrete Jungle. So, you know, kind of looking back at the banquet and all kinds of things, for being a track champion, what was maybe the extra fun that you didn't even expect, but you got for being a track champion? Was it a special award? Was it getting, you know, to run around in a parade and wave at people over the, you know, winter months? What made being the Kingsport Speedway track champion a little bit even more special for you this holidays?
Getting to take the family to the banquet and getting to experience all that and, you know, the helmet, of course, they send you for winning it from NASCAR. And just, you know, it was a pretty amazing experience if you'd never experienced it before. It was cool.
Well, and he had gotten one track championship in another division, but this is the creme de la creme, cream of the crop, the late models there at Kingsport Speedway. And we're chatting on the ProFabrication.com hotline with Brad Housewright, the 2025 champion and most recent winner, two races over the weekend at Kingsport, Tennessee. Speaking of ProFabrication hotline, brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. And hey, Brad, I hear that the thunder of those ProFabrication headers are also bolted onto your championship car. What's that that like when you rev it up and, you know, get stomping on the loud pedal?
Oh, that thing sounds good. I got the whole exhaust system, headers, exhaust system, and all. That car sounds totally different than any of them that ain't running it. It's good stuff.
ProFabrication on track champion at Kingsport Speedway, Brad Housewright's ride, winning the last couple last year, first couple last weekend, and they are roaring right to victory lane. Brad is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. With Kingsport, Tennessee, the track, the rich history, all the changes over now, the forever, you will be the 2025 season champion. What does that, you know, mean to you to be a part of such a rich track's history? That is a legendary facility, and now it'll never be taken away. You will always have your 2025 championship as a marker for others to know Brad Housewright.
It's pretty amazing. I've been going, my dad raced over there in the 80s, and we went over as kids. I've been a part of that place since 80 pretty much, and it's come and gone. It's changed a lot. It's went from asphalt to dirt back to concrete, and it's pretty amazing to be able to race summers that your father raced and had some success at.
Oh, and Brad Housewright has had that success in a championship level. Now the 2025 Kingsport Speedway track champion and the winner of the first two races of the year. You know, a season last year that started off with, you know, a practice incident that caused some damage to the car, and then you had to work back from it. Does the change now this year, where you're already coming out in victory lane, add more things for you to be concerned about now, worried that it'll, you know, you won't be staying in victory lane every race? Or does it give that extra bit of confidence to you know, tell them, look, you got to come take it from me. Whereabouts are you in that?
Pretty much, you're going to have to come and outwork us and take it away from us, because we work on that car a lot, and mostly my brother and I, and I got a new guy helping us this year, Zach Gobble, and he's give us another outlook on some different things. And
not that you brothers wouldn't always agree, right? Brothers are always going to agree, right?
Right. Well, I mean, we have some, we have our moments, you know, everybody does. He's been there pulling for me the whole time, and it's been pretty awesome.
Well, Brad.
Brad
Housewright, family, father, used to race at Kingsport Speedway. Now Brad is the 2025 late model champion at that storied concrete jungle, and so much. So you were there in the 80s, and you know, they did run that dirt part for a little while there. As a young driver, were you always set on going to the pavement or concrete route, or did you start to kind of think, maybe I could do this dirt thing if I had to?
I never really cared too much for the dirt, really. I mean, it's fun to watch, but it wasn't my cup of tea. I just felt like asphalt or concrete was the way to go, since Bristol's right up the road, and yep. You know, that's a mega short track around this area. Anyhow,
it's a mega short track anywhere, Bristol Motor Speedway, and so is Kingsport Speedway. And we're chatting with the 2025 track champion in the late models, Brad Housewright, on the profabrication.com hotline. So I tried to find a T-shirt of your championship. Can't get that right now. But where can we follow you on the Internet to be able to keep up with what's going on this year with you?
We got a Facebook page, and we got a page on YouTube. It's got some of the highlights of races and stuff like that going on. And we try to keep pretty much it's up to date weekly.
Perfect. Let go to their Facebook, go to their YouTube page, and check out Brad Housewright and all the fun from Kingsport, Tennessee. Appreciate you joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal and is so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and X to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name Z-Max for your car, big rigs, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
You may think you know drag racing, the chills, the speed, and iconic moments, but this season, it hits different. 75 years in the making. The crowd's locked in, waiting for that moment. The moment of realizing you're exactly where you're supposed to be. Whether you're a longtime fan or feeling earth-shaking horsepower for the first time, you're part of the story now. Expect the unexpected April 24th through 26th when NHRA goes four wide in Charlotte. Get tickets at zmaxdragway.com today.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Happy Easter weekend. Friday and Saturday, there will be grassroots racing, so get out and support grassroots racing. And, of course, follow it all on PRN at the Track on X, Facebook, and Instagram, all powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. And for all of us at the Performance Racing Network, again, happy Easter, and thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the Track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, Fresh Shakes, Burgers, and Barbecue, and by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.